All right, welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 150. Wow, episode 150. Long time since the first episode back in July of 2011. Well, thanks for sticking with me through this. You guys are the best. It's the whole reason why I've been able to continue this show. So right off the bat, I need to mention there is a correction. In a previous episode, I referred to Queen Elizabeth the 11th, which was way wrong. Thanks to Brother Merv Romeo for letting me know. It was actually one of my late night recording sessions, as is this one, and I should have said Queen Elizabeth the 2nd. It was two ones next to each other, and for whatever reason, I said the 11th. So I do apologize. And also, all right, so if you know, then cool. If you don't, well, I was in Washington, D.C. for the entire last week. I was there from Monday all the way till Friday. It was an incredible trip. You know, I actually went for work. It was part of my training for my day job. I'm a trainer myself, and this was kind of like a train-the-trainer deal. But you know what was really cool is that I was fortunate to have the evenings to myself. And I have to thank my writing partner who drove down from Boston, Mass. To stay with me over the week and keep things a little bit interesting. So, Brother Johnny, thanks so much for coming down and making my time kind of bearable and providing endless adventure. So, Brother Johnny and I, basically, we drove to the House of the Temple. We did some research for our project. The librarian there was super smart and she was so very knowledgeable. And if you ever get the chance to visit and do some research, rest assured you are in the greatest of hands if she is there. As if that wasn't enough, Brother Jason Richards invited me and Johnny out to Acacia Lodge number 16 for a double fellowcraft degree. It was amazing. As you all know, it's really cool to travel to different lodges and see the different degree work. Just an incredible experience. So I just have to say thanks for that, Jason. And even John Ruark also came out. So it was really cool to sit in lodge with all of my friends and, of course, brothers. All that happened the first night. So then Tuesday night was also amazing, right? Brother John Ruark had picked me up from the hotel, and we went to Brother Jason Richards' house to talk and to record the Masonic Roundtable show. We had a blast, and another big thanks to Brother Jason and John for making this happen. Three hosts in one room. It was definitely a good time. Wednesday, now keep in mind I was training from 8 to 5 every day, so after these work sessions on Wednesday, I actually drove with Johnny over to Jason Richards' house, and we went to a concert. That's right, Brother Jason Richards and his amazing wife invited us out to see a show with them, and I can honestly say we are members of the greatest organization ever. Jason, I can't thank you and your wife enough. You guys really do rock. Thursday, I visited Alexandria Washington Lodge number 22, and I watched an entered apprentice degree. Holy cow, super impressive work. That's all I can say. If you guys know who Andrew Hammer is, well, he delivered some really good lecture, and he didn't slip up once. Hammer wrote the book Observing the Craft, and so afterwards we went to dinner with the new brother, and I sat next to Andrew Hammer, and we had an amazing conversation that lasted all night. And he truly is a knowledgeable brother, and he and I actually hit it off pretty darn well. So, Brother Hammer, if you're listening, thanks so much. Also, to all the other brothers that were at the table, you guys really made my week just phenomenal. So, Friday, I walked around D.C., and I looked for Masonic significance and architecture and these kind of things. I shouldn't just say myself, Brother Johnny was with me as well, and I kind of felt like a real-life Robert Langdon right out of the Dan Brown novel. What a time. And then it was back to the airport to catch up on emails and real life. So thanks to all the brothers in the D.C. and Virginia area who contributed to my stay, Johnny, John, Jason, George, Rob Shields, all you guys, you're just the best. Your passion and commitment really do inspire me, so thanks. So enough about my week, it's time for a special treat. So this week is kind of interesting. I don't have an article for you at all. In fact, this week I'm just going to focus on the famous Freemason. And how about we just talk to him since he has some really, really cool news. Well, we talked and here it is. So I have an interview for you. You might guess who it is. It's Brother Joseph James. And he's got some amazing new information. So I'm just going to be quiet now and I will start the interview. All right, so this time during the show, we normally do a famous Freemason of the week. So things kind of got a little crazy this last week. Of course, everybody knows I was in D.C. And, you know, it just so happened the stars aligned that it was a great time to talk to Brother Joseph James again. So he's actually our famous Freemason of the week, and he's with us today on the phone again. So, Brother Joseph James, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm impressed with what you've done with the show. I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I think it's good for the fraternity overall.
Thanks very much, man. So, we all know about the Freemason movie. It's an incredible piece of film. And there have been some screenings in some great places, and there's some great things going on with it. And in fact, just around the corner, you guys are going to be doing a fantasy con, right?
That's correct. It just so happens that Sean Astin is coming into Salt Lake City, where I live, and where we shot the Freemason for Fantasy Con, which lasts 3 days. It's on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and he's going to be there along with other, you know, cast members of Lord of the Rings and other celebrities that are from different television shows and movies. And he'll be just signing autographs, taking pictures with people, and it's going to be a great time. And so I have a booth there as well. So if you're able to come to Fantasy Con, come by our booth. We have posters. We're going to be selling the DVD. We're going to be giving away some prizes. We will have a lot of really cool opportunities, and you can buy a DVD and have Sean sign it. You could buy a full-size theatrical poster and go and have Sean sign it. And so we think that, you know, that combined with, you know, it being the 4th of July and founding fathers of the country were Freemasonry oriented. Many of them were Freemasons themselves, and, you know, to pay tribute to them as well, we would like to, you know, to have our official release date, worldwide release, probably on the 4th or maybe even a few days before.
Wow, so we're talking about the Freemason movie is going to be full-blown released. You guys are going to do it on the 4th, thereabouts on the 4th of July.
Yeah, we're having it go in several stages. The initial release is going to be exclusive, and it's going to be for the people who've been following the film for the last year. We shot it in April of last year, and it was finished in November, and we have just been getting ready for the release and doing all the things that are required to have that this kind of a release on the scale that we're doing. And so this part of the reason I wanted to do the show is so that people can be one of the first people in the world to own the DVD, to have it, to show their family and friends. And so there's going to be a lot of different ways that you can purchase the DVD. There's going to be ways that you can buy, you know, digital downloads. It'll be available on iTunes, possibly Netflix and Redbox. It's going to be on Hulu. It's going to be available on Amazon. You can also buy the DVD directly from the website. I will personally ship it out to you. I can sign it. I can have other members of the cast sign it. And we're going to have some really cool package deals where you can buy the DVD, a full-size theatrical poster, and a DVD of all the bonus materials, which are, you know, we have a 30-minute behind-the-scenes that's, you know, never-before-seen footage of us actually making the movie. And it's really cool to see Sean, you know, rolling up his sleeves and writing scenes, you know, on the spot, and, you know, shooting 10 pages of script a day, which is just, you know, it's 12 hours of just nonstop pedal to the metal action. And Sean even got behind the camera and directed several of the scenes. And so just watching him direct himself, it was pretty phenomenal. And we have an interview with Sean on the set. We have some deleted scenes that are going to be included. We have, you know, some of these interviews that I've done on various podcasts. We have the trailers. We have a producer's commentary, interviews with me, just a
whole
bunch
cow.
Of
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have it all together, man. I mean, this is going to be huge.
Well, I mean, we hope so. It's been a lot of hard work, and, you know, it's not as glamorous as I initially thought it was going to be. It's been,
Yeah.
You know, it's extremely just difficult to get a film to this stage. There's so many obstacles and hurdles and so many expenses. It's been a rough year, and I just really hope that the Masons and the public and Sean's fans as well will all get behind the film, support it, buy it, share it with their family and friends, because we all worked really hard, and we hope that people, you know, enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it. And so far, the different reviews are really good. I mean, people from all over the world have seen it. I've sent private screeners to people from all walks of life, and they all have the same perspective on it, that it's a very positive pro-masonry.
Yeah, that's something that everybody who has seen the film that I know, including myself, finds the film to be absolutely wonderful. And as you know, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of the negative commentary come out before anybody has seen the film, and they're very worried in this day and age, you know, about the public's perception of the fraternity. And as we covered in previous podcasts, it does us nothing but good. And the story and everything in it is just phenomenal. And so anybody listening to this, this is Sunday at 9:30 at night, and it's the 29th of June. And so it's going to be, or if you're listening to this, it'll be the 29th of June. And this movie is going to be available. When can they actually go to the website and pick this up?
That will be on the 30th. Starting tomorrow morning, they can start ordering, and the first several thousand people who buy the DVD will be the first thousand in the world to have it. They can place an order, and they'll have the option of buying a poster as well. We have a hat, clothing, and then this behind-the-scenes bonus disc as well. And so, yeah, so it's pretty exciting. And then we'll be ready to ship the DVD anywhere in the world. And as those various platforms become available, we will have all the links on the website. And so as long as they go to the website, there will be a way through one of those platforms to obtain it.
Sure.
Digitally. We're even going to have it available for rent, so you can just rent it and watch it one time. And people can call me directly. I have my number on the website. They can email me for questions. I know that a lot of the lodges are buying packages of 20 or 30, and then they're going to give them out to new candidates when they receive
That's
their eighth.
That's such an excellent idea. I know we had talked before, and anybody listening, Joseph and I had talked before the interview just to get technicals set up and all that. And we had been talking about some of the lodges really looking at doing some of these promotional things for their candidates and whatnot. And I just think it's wonderful. And you had mentioned that even a Scottish Rite Valley or two were going to be doing some screenings.
Yeah, we've had some successful screenings around the country where Freemasons and the general public will get together and have a public or a private screening for 150 or 300 people, and they'll rent a theater, or all rent a theater, and then they all just pay for a ticket, and
That's
we
awesome.
Give away prizes. On July 26th, there's a screening in Michigan, and so if you want more information on that, I can give you the details. It'll be at a theater there, and there's also going to be several screenings in Austin, Texas. A brother named Carlos Castillo is organizing all of those, and so if you want to know more about those screenings, just email me, and if anybody's interested in doing these screenings, I can explain to them exactly how they work. They're very simple. You simply find a local theater, or in some cases, we can screen it, you know, at the Scottish Rite Temple. Those who have theaters and auditoriums, but basically I book a theater which can range anywhere from $500 to $1,500 for 2.5 hours, and then I send the film to the theater, and then whoever's kind of the leader or the organizer simply makes sure that 150 or 200 people show up, or whatever our necessary goal is.
Sure.
To at least, make it so I don't have to pull any money out of my pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
All I care about is just breaking even on the screenings, and then people can invite their families, their friends, potential candidates who are thinking about joining, and I also send, 10 or 12 posters every time that they can give out for free, and sometimes I even send a prop from the film, and somebody wins it in a raffle, and they actually have a prop that Sean Astin might have used, you know, or something to that effect.
That's really special, man. I think what you're doing is just great. So for anybody listening, the 30th of June, this is going to be for sale. As Joseph said, it's going to be on iTunes, it's going to be on Hulu, possibly Netflix, Redbox. But the best way, and what I recommend really for everybody to be able to do, is really to just head over to the website and pick up the package there, because you're going to get all kinds of extra content. All the times, I think Joseph had told me that, you know, we've done interviews on this show. Those will be in the bonus features. There's all kinds of behind-the-scenes footage and stuff. And so that's what I would really recommend everybody go out and do that. Get in contact with them for, you know, these screenings and doing, even if it's at your local valley. I think it's just going to be a phenomenal thing. So
yeah, absolutely. That payment is just simply made through PayPal. And so it's a really simple transaction. And, you know, I'll have them sent out right away. And people can pick and choose from all the different package deals. And, you know, I think it's important for everyone to recognize that most of the people who've seen it, you know, agree on the fact that it is the most comprehensive film about Freemasonry possibly ever made. You know, National Treasure kind of has a few little hints, you know, or talked about Freemasonry a little bit here and there. And then, of course, you've had Da Vinci Code, and Angels and Demons will mention maybe the Illuminati or Freemasons a little bit. But the Freemason movie it's all about Freemasonry all throughout the entire film. And somebody who doesn't know anything about Masonry can watch this film, and by the time it's over, they're going to have a wealth of knowledge, of understanding. They're going to know about Hiram Abiff, Solomon's Temple. They're going to know some of the basic procedures, like the balloting on how members are voted in. We showed as much of the ritual, the EA degree, as we could. And it's the first time for a lot of people that they actually see what the interior of a Masonic lodge looks like, when everyone has their aprons on and you have the worshipful master. And my character is named Jericho Beck. I play the senior warden. And Richard Dutcher, who's just a phenomenal actor and filmmaker, he plays Grandmaster Sheldon Lombard. And when we had the worldwide premiere, we did an interview with him afterwards, and I asked him, I said, "So what did you do to study for this role?" And he said, "You know, I couldn't find the movie anywhere where somebody had played a Grandmaster Freemason. I just, right. You know, there's probably one out there, but he really kind of had to blaze a new trail." And he, you know, he's not a Freemason himself, but he knows a lot about it. And he had to become an actual Grandmaster, and he really just nailed it. And
he did nail it. He comes across as like the quintessential, when you think of Master of the Lodge, Grandmaster type, you know, in your head. I mean, he nailed it. And you guys won awards for this movie too.
Yeah, there was, every year Utah has what's called the Filmed in Utah Awards, and they're kind of like Utah's Oscars. And it has to be a film that was shot in Utah. And, you know, Utah is called Hollywood's backlot, because Southern Utah is where all the John Wayne movies were filmed, you know, back in the 50s. And there's just a lot of movies are filmed here, and TV shows, and then you have Sundance Film Festival. So there's just a lot of independent filmmaking. And so, therefore, there were dozens of feature films, and then there were, you know, TV pilots, all these different categories.
Sure.
And Sean won Best Actor, and Richard won Best Supporting Actor. And we were also nominated for Best Picture, Best Cinematography, and Best Director. And so we were at least nominated for those three. But yeah, to win those two awards, I think Richard and Sean, really, their performances were just, they were just that good. And it was just an honor to be able to work with them and learn from them, because they're both veterans. They've both been acting for, you know, decades, and to see them in their prime, the top of their game, doing something that they felt was very special as well. Because as we were making the film, there were just so many, you know, what we would call happy accidents, where things were not even planned, but all of a sudden it just would it would work out. And
right.
everybody just kind of bonded. It was, you know, we kind of became like a family for those several weeks, and we got to see everybody's good side and everyone's bad side. And, you know, when you're on a setup for 15 hours a day with people for that amount of time, you really get to know them.
That's just so cool, man. I can't be happier for you guys. And I really think that everybody going out to pick up this movie, rent it, pick up the actual DVD from the website. If you guys are listening, I'll have all the show notes and all the links to where you can get the movie, where you can see it, and all of those things just in the show notes. So you guys can just click it and it'll take you right there. And Joseph, I just got to say thanks so much for coming on the show this evening and for being our famous Freemason of the Week. Just can't wait for the next project, brother.
I really appreciate you having me. And another thing that might be interested in is the doing Q&As or public and private screenings. For instance, in Austin, Texas, I'm going to be flying down there, and we're going to screen the film, and then I'll actually be there with them, and then after the film, I'll do a Q&A and, you know, answer any questions, and I'll bring DVDs with me and posters that I can sign and talk to people. So anyone around the country who's interested in that, let me know, because I'd be happy to follow through on some of those opportunities. And then I also wanted to thank Martin Pinnell and Nirvasha Jithru, who are in England, and they came on as producers towards the end of the film, and they are setting up some screenings in England. And then there's a brother who's a member of a lodge in Nigeria, and he has set up a Facebook page and organized some screenings in Nigeria. And then I've been communicating with some brothers in Australia, and they're going to be doing a screening as well, or several screenings. And then I even have had a brother from Asia reach out. And so anybody from around the world that's listening, you know, feel free to contact me, and we can also do these screenings, or, you know, other ideas that they might have, you know, in other countries. And you know, I think that people in other countries could really, you know, have a positive adventure in watching the film, and that it's designed for, you know, everyone in the world to enjoy, not just people here in the U.S.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a quality and a great story, and the acting is, you know, just over the top awesome. I can't recommend it enough. And again, if you're not a Freemason, it's still awesome. So guys, you know, you buy the movie, you're gonna say, hey, let's watch the Freemason, and your wife's gonna go, ugh. But then when she watches it, she's gonna go, oh man, that was a great movie. It's the same thing that happened to me. My wife's like, well, she was actually excited to watch the film, you know, because of she's really into the fraternity and likes what we do. And so when we watched it, I was ready for a negative review from the wife, you know, because it's the Freemason, you know, and I did not get the negative reaction. She enjoyed the movie. She thought it was a great suspense movie. The mystery, the suspense in it is just awesome. So, brother, thanks so much again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So again, thanks to Joseph James for taking time out of his busy schedule. I mean, we recorded this late at night. He and I are just up all the time. We really are midnight Freemasons, I guess you would say. So do yourself a favor and go to facebook.com/TheFreemasonMovie to keep up on news for it. And if you want to get that DVD and get that really cool box set, posters, or whatever kind of set you want to get, it's a tabletop set, really. I mean, because it's something that's a collectible. I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to certain things, I don't mind having a digital copy. When it comes to Masonic things, I like to really have it in my hand. And so something like that is something you deserve to get yourself, I think. It's a really, really cool thing. And it's by a brother, four brothers, and really everybody. But it's just a great thing. So you want to go to www.thefreemasonmovie.com to get it. Check it out. Wrapping it up, basically, if you like this show, please check us out on Facebook and find us on Twitter as well. We're under the handle @WhenceCameU. You can find us on Google Plus at the email address wcypodcast@gmail.com. And please visit the Support the Show tab on wcypodcast.com to find out how to get the papers that we read on the show and all the rest of the really cool bonus features. We know we do apps. There's PayPal donations. However you choose to help us out is immeasurably appreciated. You guys make this show happen. So check out the Midnight Freemasons at midnightfreemasons.org. That's .org for some of the best Masonic content that you're going to find anywhere. We publish 3 new articles every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you like what you read there, check out the Working Tools magazine, which is the largest independently operated Masonic magazine in America. And you can get more information about that if you visit www.twtmag.com. If you like this program and you want more Masonic content to listen to, please check out the MasonicRoundtable.com for another show that I do along with four other amazing Freemasons from around the country. This year's Grand Lodge Sessions for Illinois will be on October 10th and 11th, I believe. I will be down there, so maybe I'll see you there. And so that's it for this week. Stay on the level, and for Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson. The storm.
The things people refuse, all the things.